Cup. Here we go.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
The very best day is
ESPN 97.5.
Set no substitutes.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects, and we are all happy you are along for the ride. Nick is here doing double duty again, I hear, because I was driving in listening to him and Dell, which means Charlie is out using up the last of his 6 months of vacation. Barry is here.
I'm not. No comment on missing work for me.
And I am here.
Welcome.
We won't need to get all that. Charlie Welcome. Was out, so Nick was in with Dell. Nice show,
fellas. I was. Thank you. Yeah. I feel more comfortable here, though.
How did it go?
It went well. I thought we had some fun topics.
Okay.
Talked a little about the XFL. You did. I saw your text. Thank you. Because I was clueless about the funeral tour of
it is the grand tour,
George Bush.
So, yeah.
Yes, I did not know.
I feel like you guys care about that more than you should.
I don't.
I'm going to tell you this, and I heard what you guys were saying. The fact of the matter is, I don't think any funeral needs to be broadcast. But when you listen to when a major funeral goes down, if you listen to any of the speeches, you can just tell how heartfelt, how truthful, you know, from the heart and for how meaningful the speeches are. But man, I'll tell you what, when 43 talked about his dad today and his voice cracked when he said, "Thank you for being a great dad."
Did he call him Pappy? No, isn't that what he called him in the show?
That's what
Pappy?
Jenna, the granddaughter, that's what the granddaughters called him.
Really?
Was Poppy.
I think he called him Poppy too. In the movie W,
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he called him Poppy throughout the movie.
I just know that you could just, I mean, the emotion when he cracked, it was like, oh, man.
Did it get you?
It got me a little bit.
All right. That did you cry?
I teared up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I like the sensitive side of you.
So that was tough. And then this world tour thing, you know, I told you guys, Lisa normally gets up at like 2 a.m. to get ready for work. Well, not tonight, gang. Midnight.
Oh,
she's
no.
covering the church as the public viewing ends and the funeral procession, the people start piling in for the funeral here tomorrow morning.
Nora called me this morning and warned me. She said, "I heard on the news that around 4 to 4:30, they're going to be in your area of the Galleria, like mm-hmm. Sage and all that. Mm-hmm. So check before you leave because it might not be worth it just
yeah,
to sit
so
there."
The body is now en route for the final time
is
on
it
Air
route
Force
or route?
One.
And I'm not saying you're suggesting you said it wrong.
Someone is going to correct me either way within 30 seconds.
I'm always one of those guys, like when I hear Charlie, he'll be like, "You can call via the phone line." And I'm like, "Is it via or via?" Because I say via.
So I that's say why I via say, as well.
Is it route or route?
Either way, you know what I'm saying.
Okay. I think it's route, or at least I hear more people
I'm
say
sorry.
Route.
I'm distracted.
The body's on the way
my
back.
My apologies.
In which it will be in state, lying in state, I guess, for public, for people, the general
yes.
public.
Yes.
And that will go on through the night. They were saying on the news, best recommended time, 3 a.m.
Oh.
If you're
no.
doing that.
No, no.
And then the funeral's tomorrow. Then the train ride takes the body to College Station, where he will be laid to rest next to Barbara behind the Bush Library at A&M.
Is this now, and I'm asking a question. I'm not suggesting that I feel this way. I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
Is this over the top for somebody?
It's a lot.
Is it over? And I know he's the president of the United States, but he was an elected official that supposedly works for the people.
Is it supposedly or supposedly?
Supposedly. Okay. I do know that.
All right, just check.
I get it. I don't. He was a veteran. I know all the stuff he did. I know his career. I've listened to the news in the last 24 hours. Believe me. But do we make too much? Now, it's one thing, like, when Kennedy was assassinated, I understand why. Because the nation was in mourning at a time when it was trying to be better and in a time of they needed the healing. And so I get that circumstance. But this is a guy that died of old age. I mean, he was old.
I mean, look, he lived a hell of a life. You know, and I think it's an honor for the city of Houston to be so deeply connected to a president that they're able to not only have the funeral,
sure,
not just a memorial, but the actual funeral, and then have his body laid to rest in the state nearby, and obviously with the beautiful library on the campus of A&M.
Yeah.
But yeah, just, I mean, the things that I think are overblown are Pennsylvania Avenue has been closed off to general public and traffic ever since that plane tried to crash land on the White House lawn.
Right.
They opened it up today, and the big deal was the President 41's last visit to the White House as he drove by for the final time. I'm like, no. I mean, he's gone. He's passed.
Yeah.
That's a bit much. I understand.
I don't know. It's a fine line because you do want to respect the man and his contributions and
absolutely.
I respect any of our presidents, obviously, but I feel like sometimes we might go too far. And this is not just because of him. This is in general. I mean, this is, I feel like we make too big of a deal sometimes of some people, like celebrities and politicians. And these are, you know, like when Aretha Franklin died.
Or the big one that comes to mind is Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
They had it at Staples Center.
Like, these are folks too, you know? And I get it. It's important that they had an important role in pop culture or in our country. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes as a society, you know what I liken it to? And I think that they're way more ridiculous than we are. But the British and the royal family. To me, I don't get that at all. We're not that bad, to be sure. Like, this is one day and it'll be over and rest in peace, George Bush. Those people are way more ridiculous when it comes to that stuff than we are. I know, but I'm saying they're crazy. Like, I still question sometimes our judgment where we put some of these people on a pedestal, maybe more than they deserve, but over there, they're wild.
I just can't watch the funeral. I guess I kind of expected this to be a big deal. It might be overboard, like you say, but I just can't see why people would want to watch it from their home. I guess if nothing else is on and you're kind of flipping channels and you stumble upon it, I guess you can
watch it for a few minutes. I think if people had a connection or had an admiration for him, to hear, if you hear the people that eulogized him today that were like his true friends, it was really good.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't like all political. It was about the good times and the fun times. He had an ex-senator that was one of his best friends. And he said at the time his approval rating was 93% and mine was 0.93%. And instead of just staying as far away from me as he could, he called me and said, let's go to Kenny Bunkport for the weekend and hang out. And then he goes, literally, it's an older guy. He couldn't even hardly get up there by himself. And he's like, we were in the sauna, sharing a sauna together. And I was like, ooh, that could get awkward. And then he said, and I said to him, I know what you're doing here. You know that as a friend, I am as low as I can go. And you're trying to bring me up. And with the media seeing this, trying to help me. And he goes, and 41 just kind of nodded his head and went, yep. And he's like, that's what a true friendship
is.
Wow. And it's funny because then, so that guy, who was also very funny, had some things to say. And then when 43 got up there to eulogize his dad, he's like, he made some comment about, you know, my dad always was the kind of guy too that, you know, if you told a joke and the punchline was good, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, a 7 or an 8, I mean, you're doing good. That was good. 7 and 8. He goes, but at the same time, he goes, he always acknowledged that, you know what, even if it wasn't a 7 or 8, at least you participated. That's why we had Shepherd up here today or whatever the guy's name was. And then everybody laughed again. It was like, you know, they had some moments where you could chuckle a little bit and show his personality and his side of things too. But at least it wasn't all political. There was some stories. You could tell this guy was one hell of a good dude, regardless of whether he was a president or not.
Yeah. Okay.
Which was kind of cool. So
I have other things non-sports that I need to get to.
If you have needs, next then segment. We need to.
I have questions.
Sure,
I have
them.
Questions that I need answered.
Listeners have answers, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Have we figured out if it's Via or Via yet?
No, we need to know that. No. Well,
because these are things that have already been mentioned.
Also, I saved it. I got my water bill email last night, so we will
bid for Barry's water bill again.
See what it is.
What was and what was the other one you asked whether it was?
Is it route or root?
Yeah, so we're going to figure that one. En route or en route. We'll figure that out as well. All right, before we figure all that out, we want to remind you the magic number is 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is funny. Before we go any further on any of that, though, I do want to remind you, hey, the Rockets, they're on the road for a little bit longer before they come home. But at the same time, you're doing your holiday shopping. You got a sports fan on your list. There are several things you can get that fan that you think has everything. How about 5-game tickets to Rockets games starting as low as $149? A $149 price tag gets you tickets to 5 Rockets games. There's 2 separate packages. One features the Celtics. One features the Warriors and other great opponents. So there's a chance to get in all that. All you got to do is go to Rockets.com. But if you're shopping and you want to get something for that Rockets fan on your list, go to RocketsShop.com. They have daily specials every day through the holidays, like James Harden's jerseys, Rockets hats, plush toys, much more. And every day leading up to Christmas Day, there are going to be limited time offers that you need to take advantage of, like swapping an old jersey with like Ketino Mobley's number on it for a new Rockets jersey by getting 25% off when you bring that old jersey to the Rockets team shop at Toyota Center. Also, you can tune into Rockets TV and radio broadcasts. I suggest the TV. The radio is overrated. And get some other game specials. But make sure you go to RocketsShop.com for all your shopping. And then also make sure that you head to Rockets.com and get those tickets.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects. As we continue to roll on, you had things you wanted to get to, Barry, but before we get to those things.
Yes.
Let's do the due diligence of making sure our listeners are paid attention to. Jonathan called in. He wants to talk about the presidential funeral. Jonathan, what's up? Hello, Jonathan. Going once, going twice.
As my thoughts exactly, Jonathan. That's exactly how I feel about
Appreciate the input. We'll catch you next time. All right, so go ahead with yours.
So a couple of people were saying, is it, you know, the song Get Your Kicks On?
Root 66.
So they said, so that's how you say it, root, not route, although I don't know.
But it's en route.
See? So is it two different things?
I think so.
Is it? Okay. A couple of people said the stock market are closed today. I get the local thing, but that's a bit overblown.
Yeah, no mail either.
Yeah, that really makes me mad. I had all these checks coming in. That's not true. Hey, Nick, great job on the CP show today. Looking forward to another one tomorrow. That's from NASCAR Johnny. And somebody wanted to know, would Barry feel the same if it was Obama? Yes. But thank you for your participation, sir. I would absolutely feel the same
loyal way. Listener, obviously. It knows you well.
Yeah. Dumbass. Come on. Okay, so first of all, let's just get this out of the way. Anybody want to guess what my water bill was this month? This of what 2 months ago or 3 months ago when it was $725?
$200.
Okay.
$83.50.
It was. Ha ha! Again! That's 2 months in a row. $37.81 for the second month in a row. Guys, I just got a Christmas bonus. This is amazing. I'm so happy right now. I feel like that's less than yours.
You do this just to like. Throw it in everybody's face.
No,
like, this is victory. You win. W victory.
No, and in September it was $724.
Oh, we know.
In October it was $228. That's $950
in
2 months.
Nick and I have a flowchart that goes month to month where we keep track of these things.
Well, I usually get it when I'm on the air, and I got the email yesterday while we were on the air, but we didn't get to it, so I wanted to.
Nick actually last month came up with a theory as to why when he calculated the days with rain versus the days with cold weather.
I like the way you think.
As to why the rationale was as it was.
That's probably true. By the way, someone told both of you to stop hating on Lawn Talk on Twitter.
Well, we'd both like to tell him something or her something, but we'll refrain.
It was to him. He was just because he was asking me, is it too late
there
to winterize?
There will be no long talk.
Yeah. Go sit on a stump and think about what you need to do with your lawn next.
You guys are mean. Chris Salek on Twitter.
Yeah, Chris, go sit on a stump.
Is it too late to winterize? Tell Joel and Nick to hush it up with the lawn hate. okay, so I'm on the Instagrams last night.
I'm just perusing,
you know, looking at Instagram models. That's not what I do.
That's what everybody does.
During the daylight hours.
And I, you know, they run ads a lot now on Instagram. And something pops up called Ball Wash. This is from, I'm not even going to give their name, but it's just called Ball Wash, okay? And, oh, by the way, earmuffs if you have kids in the car.
Nice.
This is probably not, you're going to want to change the channel for a moment
kids
here.
Kids are good right now.
Are they?
They're in school.
Okay. Yeah, well, then you're good. Ball Wash has things, and it includes nut rub, cologne, with ocean and air scent. It's a three-pack of...
So it's for golf.
Activated charcoal to clean your nether regions, and then some sort of rub. Oh, it's an activated charcoal nut butt and body wash. Sack spray. There's a sack spray.
Sack.
That's what they
spray.
Call it. Sack spray. A refreshing pH balance blast that neutralizes odor and reduces irritation. And then there's the nut rub. The way natural cologne should be done. Solid, portable, and ready for action. So the Ball Wash is the activated charcoal. All of it made in the USA. My question.
How many you got?
My question is, look, we're all guilty to a certain degree of probably having a stank nether region on occasion. Is this a problem in as much as that you need a daily, like morning, like you got to put on your deodorant and then you got to put on your below deodorant?
Don't you just shower
well,
on a regular basis?
Now, I will admit, when I used to wear like the not spandex underwear, but the boxer briefs by Under Armour, which was the like the Lycra or the stretch, like the
dry fit
yeah. kind of. Well, those will make your stuff stink. I ain't gonna lie. It'll be foul, like foul.
Nike's the only company that I think has mastered dry fit that doesn't you stink.
But I switched to cotton, and it's not that big of an issue anymore. I mean, on occasion, you know, if you maybe skip a Saturday and you don't shower because you're lazy or whatever, you might be a little foul. Is this much of a problem for some folks though that they would need a daily charcoal? And then a spray, and then a rub cologne? Nick, I'm looking at
Sounds
you.
Sounds like you're making ribs.
I can tell.
You got the charcoal. You got to put a little spray on there. Do a little rub. Next thing you know, in a couple
I try
hours,
to keep things as simple as possible.
On a scale of like pig pen to, I don't know, you poop. Is it that stank down there? Is this a problem?
There might be. I think people could use that. I feel
like maybe as you get older, this is not a young man's problem, right?
I think there's a lot of things that come into play, like manscaping too. If you don't and you get things tangled up in the web that you weave down there, and then you don't shower, that could make it worse.
The
maybe
web
some
that
people
you weave.
If you get some dingleberries caught up in the
oh
process.
Oh, my God. That's not the... You're in the wrong area, Joel.
You're still in the
this
area
for
that
your,
can cause stink.
This is for your testicles. You're in the wrong area. If you're getting poop in that area, you're wiping the wrong way.
Barry, poop stinks.
You are going in the wrong direction,
poop
Joel.
Stinks.
Joel, everyone knows it's front to back. I don't know why you're going back to front. It's front to back. Don't be gross. How are you getting that on there?
I'm not this because is, I don't have that
now
issue.
Now I know why this product exists,
saying,
because
like
there's
people
out there wiping back to front. That's why they need this. Okay, back to your answer, Nick. Is this a thing?
I don't know. I would imagine some people sweat more than others, just like you sweat more.
I do sweat a lot.
Your armpits?
Yes.
So I would imagine it's a problem for some people, and for others it's not.
Okay.
Like if you're a big dude and your thighs are always rubbing against each other, that might contribute to the. Did Joel go to sleep?
He's pouting. He's pouting because I was messing with him. Why are you pouting, Joel?
Are you saying like when Ashton played 3-on-3 with us and had the thighs that made noises?
Like maybe Ashton could use something like this.
I'm just saying. The bigger thing is it's not we've all been to the gym. There's certain people that just, their BO stinks. It's not, it's like genetic or something. And there's other people that don't, I sweat a lot when I work out, but I don't have that. But other guys, you know, you play basketball with some guys and like they go through the lane, you're like, ooh, boy.
Now, is that just them stinking or is it their balls stinking?
I'm not talking about their balls at this point. I'm just talking about this.
BO
you can make this comparison to like, well, if your perspiration stinks,
yeah,
maybe.
That's true. Okay. Look, I've said on occasion it'll get foul down there for me too. It absolutely does. So
are you
rolling this
into the Shvetty Balls skit on Saturday Night Live?
No, I'm not at all. By the way, someone texted the show and wanted to know if we can vote. Can the loyal listeners vote for Lawn Talk?
Huh? Bellas? No, they cannot because it's not an option.
I mean, I'm gonna screenshot this tweet, this text, and tweet it out.
Nick, just so
you screenshot it two times.
You did a poll for this, right? On gotohell.com, they can go and vote. Should we have Garden Talk or not?
Yeah, it's not an option.
We'll tally the results at some point in the next.
We're killing the segment.
I'm sorry, loyal listeners that want it. That you see that these guys actually hate y'all and don't care if you're there.
Just another reason for you to add it to your new podcast.
Not doing
add it at the end of every podcast. Add the gardening segment. People will tune in.
What if I call it a sodcast?
Huh? There you go.
What? Oh my God! I'm a genius. I hate me right now. I hate me.
There you go. All right, we're gonna continue to roll on.
I got that.
You want to join the
show?
There
you go.
HRG listener line 713-780-3776. You can call, text, or hit us up on Twitter. Before we hit the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing, FITZRoofing.com. If you have any issue with your roof right now, maybe it's leaking or you've just been thinking about putting a new roof on your casa, well, these are the people to call because they're not storm chasers. They're not deposit thieves. They're not trying to get your money up front, and then they're just going to take their own sweet time. Maybe they won't do the job at all, and then they'll skip town with all your money. These are locally owned and operated people that are focused on doing great work for you so that not only you're happy, but you will spread the word so that other Houstonians can capitalize on the fact that Fitz Roofing does fantastic work. They use CertainTeed shingles, which are the highest quality shingles out there. In fact, they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company, and only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet that criteria and get that status. They got it. You need it. Call them. Because I'm telling you right now, they got an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. What more do you need? And you get a free no obligation inspection just by getting in contact with them. So hit up fitzroofing.com or better yet, call 832-521-3001. That's 832-521-3001 and set up that free no obligation inspection. And you can go from there as they take care of you and your roofing needs. It's Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Jack the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Second half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, way back Wednesday today. Nick, hour number one, as we go pre-2008 songs about crime, or because I guess the dialogue started with stealing. Yesterday.
Jack and chicken patties.
Chicken patties. So we have done this before. I think it was just breaking the law at the time. But because I remember regurgitating some of the songs that I as your guys' lists came in, I was like, oh, well, I had that one. But last time we did this.
Who's going first?
Nick is in for hour number one.
I am first.
Okay. Was that song about a criminal act?
Here goes Johnny Technicality.
Look, I really don't care at this point. You could disqualify me. I honestly do.
You're just
not
tired
care.
Of winning.
Somebody wanted me to do yesterday. I was looking for some songs, and Tyler and Camry were suggesting Bon Jovi, who was on your list.
Yes.
And then that's the one where he talks about he's not committing a crime. He's a singer.
No, he's avoiding being
no.
He committed crimes and
he's got
avoided
a six
being
string
killed.
On his back. That's not a six shooter. That's a guitar.
He's wanted, dead or alive.
Well, that could mean for a gig. That's why I didn't put on my list.
Do you think that you could? Do you think how much time do you think you could get back in your life if you could get back all the useless time you put into analyzing our lists?
I mean, I'm just saying it's obvious I won this week. It's all. I'm just saying you guys cheated.
I haven't thrown up the totally Twitter cheated. Poll for 2 or 3 weeks now. So
yeah,
why start now?
Well, yeah, no, the first one needs to be on Lawn Talk. Is Jonathan back?
He is. We can give him another shot if you want.
All right, Jonathan, don't screw this up because we're moving on here, bud.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back. So I don't know what happened, but I'm thinking it's because he's from Texas. Like, had he been from another state, I'm pretty sure they would have done the same. But being the Texas president is probably why he did it. Or we, you know, they did their thing for him as big as it did. And being from Texas, everything is bigger. So that was my
okay. I mean, that makes sense, especially being from Houston. So you're right. It probably certainly he's got the Houston Texas, ties. He lived sure. here.
Well, that's why the local aspect of it.
Yeah, I get that. But the stock market and the mail and
yeah, that's a bit.
It's a lot. A national deal. They're making a big deal out of it. Turk wants to talk about the route debate. Turk, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Very good.
So I don't know how to really follow up the whole swamp cleansing thing. That was a little different, but. Yeah, back to that, though, route and route, it's, I believe it comes from France, and, you know, from French, and it would be en route, would be the French way to say all that stuff, so
it's pronounced I believe, route.
You know, you would just translate everything over, you know, because you would say encore instead of encore, so I believe it's on over in on that kind of thing.
Okay, so you're saying it's route.
Is it tomato or tomato?
Turk, did you take...
You know, that one is however you want to say it.
Turk, did you take French in high school? Turk.
I don't know. I have it coming through my car. I can barely hear you for some reason.
We appreciate the call, bud.
Never mind. I have a feeling he didn't take French in high school, which would render his opinion null and void.
We go back to what he just said when I said potato, potato, or tomato, tomato. He goes, however you want to say it. Well, okay. Guess what? That's how I wanted to say it.
I mean, that makes sense, but I'm going to go route, because that sounds more – route sounds fancy.
I know that.
See, I thought it was the other way around. I felt like route sounds fancy. Yeah.
Oh,
I know that. Like a mail carrier will say, it's on his route,
not his route.
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Although it was a paper.
If Charlie was here, he would be the definitive voice.
That would be a fact.
However, he says it is probably right.
Yeah, I would agree with his assessment
because he's a linguist, a cunning linguist.
See what you did there.
Big news out of Texas camp. Dante Foreman has been activated from the PUP list.
Yep.
Sarah Barshop posting it on the ESPN Texans front page. So they're getting him back. Of course, he of the torn Achilles. I feel like they drug it out long enough. And, you know, I'm sure they didn't want to rush him back like they did
JJ
Watt.
But time was up, right? So I forget the exact name for it, but he has 21 days where they have to make a decision. And
I think it was the 15th or something like that, maybe?
Yeah, the date was coming up where they either had to put him on IR or put him on the roster. So they did finally put him on the roster.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. No guarantee he plays this weekend or next weekend or whatever, but he will be on the roster. To make room for him on the roster, Natrell Jamerson was let go. And people are going, who? Yeah, he's a cornerback.
But no, I mean, look, he can only help. So don't rush him back. But if he's getting close to anywhere near where he was a year ago, and he can give you a little bit of that thunder, that power, that thumper in the backfield, as well as just to kind of compliment Blue and Miller, bring him on. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, he was the guy last year that you thought, okay, it was clear that he was going to take over as the lead dog in that backfield for Miller before the injury. He was trending in that direction, and he's got all the skills. I mean, he's got the full complement of skills as a running back. So, but the good thing is this is a team that really doesn't need him back.
Is this going to disrupt the flow that's going on between Lamar Miller and Alfred Blue right now?
I think you have to make him the third option, and if he overtakes Blue from an effective standpoint, then you move him up to second, and if he becomes more effective than Lamar Miller.
I would say short yardage, because he was one of those guys that contact, he still can get you a yard or two. And then I would say as a change of pace, like, you know, you've given those guys a lot of carries, and all of a sudden for maybe a possession. You bring him in and let him pound it.
It's a good point too. These guys have run the ball a lot. This is a run dominant team, and maybe he offers the ability to rest both of them over a couple of weeks. Like he could be the number two where Blue gets a break, And then he can be, you know, Blue and him can take the majority of the carries and give Miller an opportunity to rest some going into the playoffs, because you want your full complement of guys healthy going into the playoffs. So he affords them the opportunity at least to let them get a blow in a game and get a few less reps.
Yeah, similar to what the Rockets do. When they know what their playoff seeding is going to be and they want to make sure they avoid injury, then they start letting their bench play a little bit more and some of the guys on the end of the bench to make sure they're fresh for the playoffs. Smart move. If you're in control of your own destiny to that level, then then kudos to you. Then take advantage of that, because he can only help. And like you said, I mean, they don't really need him, but if they get him, it's a nice little extra element and wrinkle to put into the offense, where if you do need a thumper every now and then or a yard here or there, you can put him in and change of pace.
And honestly, this is the time where running backs get injured too, so I mean, you got to keep them around just because of the running back dynamic and how
they get banged
prone
up,
they are to injury.
It's crazy to think it, but, you know, I think he was tabbed to be kind of the first and second down back, with Lamar Miller being your third down back, because he's good at catching the ball in the backfield a little bit quicker than the rest of them. But it'll be interesting and a kind of a relief for this team to have some depth at the position where you thought going in they might have been a little thin. Lamar Miller wasn't performing well. There was always questions around Blue and how effective he could be as a runner. And I think a lot of that, though, had to do with, as well, the effectiveness of the offensive line to open holes for them. I love that they seem to be thriving in this zone blocking scheme that they're using. And you remember that was a big deal under Kubiak, that for a while they ran the zone blocking scheme and they seemed to do pretty well. And that offensive line looked good. They had talent on there, too. It's all clicking. It's all going well. So I'm with you guys in that. I hope he's not a disruption, but I don't think they're going to let that happen. I mean, he's obviously going to be the third back until he proves otherwise.
I would imagine. Plus, he's coming off that type of injury. You can't just rush him.
Right.
Test him out with some contact and see if his body will hold up, and then put him in the game for a few plays and see how that works out. So,
speaking of torn Achilles, Emmanuel Sanders tore his Achilles in practice. Broncos.
That's a tough break, man.
Could be out for the year. They're going to do further tests, but man.
I mean, not that they were going anywhere, but at the same time, when you have one of your starting receivers go down like that, that's not a good thing, because that's not just this year. That's next year, too. I mean, that's a tough injury, as we just got done talking about with Foreman.
Yeah. More running back news. James Conner will miss next week, or this week, week 14. So they're going to running back by committee. Tomlin announced. Jalen Samuels will get the start, but is probably running back by committee. Matt Breida is out for San Francisco. Malcolm Brown out for the year. And the Raiders went out and added C.J. Anderson to that backfield. So they're desperate, obviously.
Well, and that's someone the Steelers were supposedly going to bring in.
Anderson?
Yeah. To try and add depth in their backfield with Connor going down. So.
Oh, and then just while we'll wrap up the news and notes for the NFL, Greg Olsen likely going to IR with a foot injury that's been plaguing him all year. And then the Redskins, to replace Colt McCoy, have added Josh Johnson from the Raiders. They also worked out or were looking at or considering Landry Jones, Ryan Mallett, EJ Manuel, and TJ Yates.
And Colin
and settled for Josh Johnson. So
okay. So there you go. A little
sucks
bit of the NFL. An assistant coach in the league got fired last night for tweeting. Although, now the cover-up begins. But we'll get to that as we continue to talk a little football. And we can roll on from there. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, which means it's ESPN 97.5.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, shout out to the suspects. tuning us in, as you do every single day, and also participating in the show, both on Twitter and text messages, and, of course, the calls, as we've been getting lots of feedback already in the first hour of the show. Before the break, we were talking a little Texans, NFL, and you hit the news and notes around the league. One of the other notes that I noticed last night, Packers assistant head coach Winston Moss tweeted out, "The Packers have informed me that they're letting me go." Now, it was spelled T-H-E-R-E there. So immediately people, and he put hashtag thanks Twitter. So I was like, what the heck is that about? And then, of course, there were a lot of people going, this has got to be a parody account. This isn't his real account, right? Because he spelled there that way. And then one of the Packer beat writers said, nope, it's definitely his account. And he's definitely been let go. So then I went back to his Twitter feed because a lot of the responses, as fans normally do, is serves you right, you got what you deserve, blah, 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 blah. So I go back and look, and he had tweeted at 11 a.m. yesterday, ponder this, what championship teams have are great leadership, period. It's not the offensive guru trend. It's not the safe trend. Find somebody that is going to hold number 12 and everybody in this building to a Lombardi standard, period. Hashtag losing sucks. A lot of people think he sealed his own fate. Now, Joe Philbin, the interim head coach, said it had nothing to do with it because he's not on Twitter. But then when pressed about it, said it's never about one thing. Look, we're moving forward. I'm not going to comment any further. A decision was made.
He also said, I think it's important that we've got to be professional, accountable, respectful, and punctual. Mm-hmm. So I think he tried to subliminally lay out what he says are the other reasons that Winston Moss was let go. I think it's pretty obvious, though. You call out
Aaron
and you're probably going to get cut.
Yeah. I mean, and the bottom line is,
if they fire McCarthy, they'll cut you.
And the thing is, there's different places on the spectrum. But if you're Belichick, then no one talks except the veterans. You know, everybody's given their, like, these are your four speaking points. I'm just happy to help the team. Good Lord willing. And we're on to whoever.
Yeah.
Right? But then there's also coaches that give you some freedom, but also realize that leash that they're letting you have can be used as a noose if you hang yourself with something like this.
Uh-huh.
So, he's no longer an assistant coach. Look for him to probably latch on to Mike McCarthy wherever he lands.
Wherever he
is. I do like how he said, thanks, Twitter. Like, it's Twitter's fault.
Yeah. Like, Twitter made you call out Aaron Rodgers.
Twitter pressed enter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
That's funny.
If you go back, it's entertaining, too. There was a press conference about, I think it was a year ago, that mm-hmm. he did when they started asking him because he coaches the outside linebackers and things like that. And it was just the most, like, zombie-esque, like he was staring down reporters when they asked questions. He was like shouting at them, and it was like,
it's weird.
It was like Twilight Zone stuff. So yeah, people brought that
one up. Other news and note, the Bills cut Benjamin just after trading for him last year. So
yeah,
Kelvin Benjamin gone.
Yeah, some wasted trade.
And then I know this came out a few days ago, but power rankings on USA Today. You know, I was wrong about the Texans being the number 8 team in the NFL.
Here we go.
I was totally wrong about that because, according to USA Today and their fine staff of intelligent, very smart writers, the Texans are 6 right now in the power rankings.
What?
Yeah, they've got Rams 1, Saints 2. I have no problem with that. Patriots 3, Chiefs 4. I have no problem with that because they've played. Chargers 5, Texans 6, Cowboys 7, Steelers 8, Bears 9, Broncos 10. I think I'm okay with most of this. I still think I would have the Steelers ahead in the power rankings perspective ahead of the Texans, but it's hard to deny 9 in a row regardless of who they've played. It's just hard to – it's the NFL. Those are professional football players on every one of those teams.
Here's the thing. It's not power rankings based on how far they're going to go in the playoffs nope. and how the playoffs are going to go. It's as of this very moment right now after, what is it, week 12 of the season.
Right.
So through week 12, it is hard to push them down the list when they've done everything that they were expected to do. You're just like Al Davis, just win, baby. Well, they've done that 9 straight times. You can't poo-poo on that.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like I tease because, you know, AJ and I go back and forth about stuff like that. So it's not – I'm not, like, truly upset. But when you think – because he asked me that the last time we were out at Buku, when I was like, well, those Texans sure are looking like the eighth best team in the NFL. Ha ha. And he was like, do you think they're better than the Chargers? I said,
well, he said,
maybe not. He said, Steelers, say
if Chargers, there was a game played right now, yeah, who would you take?
I would probably take the Chargers. I would probably take the Steelers, but legitimately that's it. So you can add the top four, the Rams, Saints, Patriots, Chiefs, Chargers, and Steelers. That puts you at six. That would put the Texans at seven on the list. And I think it's hard to argue with that. I mean, I
agree with you.
You look the Bears. I would think the Texans could beat the Bears. That's not crazy talk to think that. Cowboys, they've beat the Cowboys. So, and the Cowboys are sitting at seven right now. So, yeah, I think that it's, we continue to want to kind of doubt and downplay what this team is. Are they world beaters? Are they going to win the Super Bowl? No and no. But they're playing like a good football team. They're playing well on both sides of the ball. You can't deny that. I mean, you can't deny on the fact that they're one of the top 8 or 10 football teams in the NFL.
I wrote about this. We Easily. Talked about this. The bottom line is all you can do is play the schedule that's given to you. And the encouraging thing is, as easy as it was early in the streak to say, well, that was on Frank Reich. Well, that was on Jason mm-hmm. Garrett. Well, that was on Nathan Peterman. Well, that was on a missed field goal. Now you can start saying, no, they learned with every win, even though they won. And again, to Bill O'Brien's over-the-top Kool-Aid and, what is it, Nick, eating the cheese and drinking the Kool-Aid.
Taking the cheese.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, you can say however you want, but the fact of the matter is, I can handle that for you, is just basically learning with each and every week and getting better from it. And you've seen progress every week. They've gotten better. The line has gotten better. We mentioned the running game, which people early on in the streak thought was awful, was it top five now?
What?
Rushing. Rushing. You know, and Lamar Miller, who's in the top five in the NFL. I think he's the second highest rusher in the AFC. So you look at all these different factors and you say, things that we were picking on early have gotten to the point we're not picking on them anymore. They might not be world beaters in that position group, but they're doing their jobs, so they're getting better every week.
They are third in rushing yards, third in yards per game.
There you go. That in itself says a ton about an offensive line that was getting not picked bad. Apart even with every win early in the streak.
Not bad.
No, so you just hope that they continue to keep doing that.
Don't ask about passing yards again.
Hey, Barry, how they doing? Never mind. All right, so we've got one in the books, 2 hours still to go on a Way Back Wednesday. Nick's hour number one is now over, and I believe Barry has hour number two. Is that correct, Nicholas?
No, you do.
I do. All right, so now.
Hey.
Yeah?
Coming up, next segment, I have a bone to pick with the Houston Press.
They're still around?
Say no more, fam. Say no more.
Honestly, so hour number one, we covered ball washing, and hour number two, we do bone picking.
Yeah.
That's the way we're going to do things right here on The Usual Suspects. Can't wait to have you along for hour number two right around the corner right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.